Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to study the biblical basis for the area of authority and submission. The words authority and submission to authority are not necessarily very popular topics. In the 1970s, as a college student, I happened to observe a very popular bumper sticker, which was reflective of the attitude of that particular generation and time. This bumper sticker was very simply two words which said, "Resist authority." That attitude, that authority was to be resisted rather than respected and submitted to, has been in the heart of rebellious mankind for many centuries. In the United States society, the idea of being suspicious of authority and resistant to authority still is commonplace. And yet, if we study the Word of God, we find that it was God Himself who put into place structures of authority, and that all authority begins with God Himself. The word authority, as used in the New Testament, comes from a Greek word, exousia, and it means delegated influence or jurisdiction. Many people have a certain realm of delegated influence, or they have jurisdiction over certain people in their particular sphere of influence or authority. Whether you are a parent or a CEO of a company, a manager, supervisor, a business owner who has employees, a teacher, a policeman, whatever area of life you have a certain amount of delegated authority, you have a heavy responsibility in the eyes of God. The reason that I say that is because we are told very clearly in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, "For there is no authority except from God." In the Amplified, it says, "by His permission, His sanction, and those that exist do so by God's appointment." This idea is very clear, that God Himself has set into place the structure of authority in people's lives, and that all authority comes from God, even authority that we as human beings would judge as imperfect. Without a doubt, every single human authority figure you'll ever run into in life will be imperfect. And yet God Himself has called us to be people who are willing to submit to authority. And yes, we will have to go through life submitting to authority that is imperfect and even wrong at times. And yet it's God's way of doing things for people to maintain an attitude of humility and an attitude of submission to those who are in authority over them. There are basically two types of authority in this world. There is God's authority, and there is delegated authority, which is all other authority. It's authority that's been granted to a person by another. If you're the principal of a school, you have given delegated authority to the teachers in your school to exercise a certain amount of authority over the students in that particular teacher's classroom. That is delegated authority. But if you trace all authority back as far as it goes, it will always end up at the throne room of God, because God said there's no authority on the earth except from God, by His permission, His sanction, and those that exist do so by God's appointment, according to Romans 13:1. And Jesus himself confirmed this principle of authority in the earth. In John chapter 19, we see the amazing story when Jesus came into the judgment hall and was standing before Pilate. Pilate, wanting to release him, wanting to not have to deal with this problem of Jesus that the Jews had insisted that he make a judgment about, asked Jesus, "Don't you know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?" Pilate was frustrated because Jesus wouldn't answer his questions. But Jesus answered this question, and he said, "You would not have any authority whatsoever if it were not given to you from above." So Jesus confirmed this principle that all authority on earth, including governmental authority, civil government officials, and authority in every realm, has been established by God on the earth. And he was well aware that the human beings involved in these positions of authority would not necessarily operate in the most godly of manners. Pilate himself was a man in authority, and yet Jesus said that he would not have had authority if it wasn't given to him by God. And Pilate, as we know from history and from the Gospels, was not a godly man and was not operating under the inspiration of God, and yet he was in authority because of God's design. This subject of authority and submission to authority is absolutely critical for every single Christian. If you desire to have victory in your life, it will be essential for you to understand and embrace God's principle of authority and submission to authority if you are going to have a successful life in this world. The story of the Roman centurion who came to see Jesus asking for Jesus to heal his servant who was paralyzed and in great pain back at the house is an example of understanding of authority that most people today do not have a grasp of. Jesus said about this Roman centurion that he had not found such great faith anywhere in Israel. And he was referring to the statement that the centurion had made when Jesus agreed to go to his house and heal this servant boy. The Roman centurion told him, "Oh no, I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. All you have to do is say the word." And he went on to explain why he was confident that Jesus's word being spoken would affect the situation at hand. And the Roman centurion said that he was a man set under authority. Luke 7, verse 8 reads, "For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." The centurion had tremendous understanding of the issue of authority. And he said to Jesus, "I also am a man set under authority." And what he was saying to Jesus was, "I see that you are a man that is under authority and therefore has authority." And the centurion said, "I also am such a man. I'm a man that's set under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes." He knew that a person who is under authority was then given authority. The Roman centurion had authority because he was under authority. He said about himself, "I am a man set under authority. I stand submitted to the authority over me, and the people who are in authority under me obey me as well." Jesus marveled at this and said he hadn't found such faith anywhere in Israel. Faith somehow is linked, and the success of your faith will be linked to your understanding and your willingness to be a person under authority. God Himself, as we know, is the ultimate authority, and every authority that is in your life, the human beings in your life, the teachers over you, the boss or supervisor over you, all of these people in your life that are in authority over you are a test for you as to whether you will obey God's authority structure. And the result of your obedience will be that God will give you authority. The Roman centurion had been given authority because he was a faithful man as a person under authority. Jesus also said about himself that he was under authority. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does likewise." Jesus said about himself that he was under authority, and then as a person under authority, he had authority. He had authority to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, and all the other wonders and miracles that he did. But he said, "I am under the authority of my Father. I do what he does. I say what he says." This same principle applies to our daily lives. Are you a person that has been willing to submit to the authority that God has placed in your life? If you are not, you will not have success in your Christian life. You'll be kicking against the goads all of your life. You may wonder why things don't go well for you, but this is a principle that many Christians overlook or do not understand, and therefore they bring much trouble on themselves. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying this subject of a biblical authority and submission. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.